RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group. Season's greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. We are just, today is Christmas Eve Eve. Is that correct? No. Christmas Eve Eve Eve. Yeah, tomorrow's Christmas Eve Eve. So, I wish you all the best for your weekend, for your Christmas day. And let's see, we're going to maybe talk about George Soros, possibly Henry Kissinger, maybe Charles Lieber. Which way do we go? What is it that you need to know? I think I'm going to start with what happened last night with the president's speech. I'm going to talk about it briefly. The children of the devil are telling the American people what they are going to do. You have no choice. And nations of the world basically generally have always been in themselves, just like people individually. They can be evil. And because of objectives, their civilians in these different nations, they are just used to carry out their purposes, their plans, their objectives. And in the Bible, it does talk about what will happen at the end of the world. It will happen. What will take place with people and how they will, a group of people will work together to destroy the world. Now, in America, we have something that has protected the people of this nation from the government, and has protected to a great degree the nations of the world from this government, and that is the Constitution. And I believe the Constitution of America is in the Bible. Many Christian people would disagree, and the Apostle Paul, in one of his letters to the Thessalonians, he wrote about the end of the world and about a coming individual who would be used by the devil to destroy the world. And John the Apostle, in the book of Revelation chapter 13, talks about the exact same person. And the world now, and in America, there is an interest in the book of Revelation. The American people are beginning to be, the interest in the book of Revelation is the militaries of the world, they study it. So Paul talks about a coming Antichrist. He called the man of sin. John talks about it in Revelation 13. He is a beast. And then there is a companion, comrade, the second beast, a false prophet. But they both have an enemy. God, for sure. Godly people, for sure. Jewish people, definitely. And the world in general, for sure. And Paul talks about it in 2 Thessalonians. And he says that something is going to happen at the end of the world. But before this event takes place, two things are going to happen. Firstly, there's going to be a great rebellion. This is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. There's going to come a day when two things will happen. Firstly, there will be a time of great rebellion against God. Great rebellion against God. Like a Baphomet child in a manger beside a baby Jesus. Great rebellion against God. And then when this happens, then there is going to be the man of rebellion who is going to come. The Antichrist, who is also called the son of hell. Then in verse 4, Paul says, He will defy every god there is. He will tear down every other object of adoration and worship. Says he will go in and sit as God in the Jewish temple of God in Jerusalem during the last half of what the Christian people call a great tribulation or a tribulation. The last half is called a great tribulation. At the beginning of that great tribulation, this person will go and sit as God in the temple in Jerusalem, and he will claim that he himself is God. And Paul says, don't you remember that I told you this when he was with them? Then in verse 6 he says, and you know what is keeping this person, this man of sin, from being here already. For he can come only when his time is ready. In other words, Paul is saying, he has to wait. He doesn't want to wait. He wants to jump the gun. He wants to take power ahead of time. But God says, no, only when his time is ready. Now we're going to go to verse 7 in just a second. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the open forum. I'm sorry, open forum, no. For the present truth, be back.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. 2050, extension 116.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
I say that I believe that because we're so close to Christ's second return, I say within probably by the last day of 2030, it should all be over. All the signs are pointing to this coming to an end quickly. And all these people that are evil, that have caused this hardship and distress, pain, suffering, to the people of the world are going to be with their God that they serve, the devil. Now I'm going to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. As for the work of this man of rebellion, this coming Antichrist that John talks of in Revelation 13, and Paul is talking about here, this man of rebellion in hell, as for the work this man of rebellion in hell will do when he comes, is already going on. It was going on back then, but now it's taking place even more so presently. But he himself will not come till the one who is holding him back steps out of the way. Something is holding Antichrist back. He will not come, he will not be revealed until the one who is holding him back steps out of the way. Then, when this man is holding, or this thing that's holding him back, the one that's holding him back, steps out of the way, then the wicked one will be made known, will appear, and we will know who Christ, the Lord Jesus, will burn up with the breath of his mouth and destroy by his presence when he returns. The one, I believe, that Paul is talking about is called the Constitution of the United States of America. Some translations say it may be the Holy Spirit, which I don't believe it is, though the Holy Spirit does restrain so much. Excuse me. And some say that they have other philosophies, but one translation says that it could be a document of man, a document of man. I believe that document is the Constitution of this country. This document has held back the Rockefellers, has held back J.P. Morgan, has been so influential on holding back great evil in this world. A document. It has kept America from going crazy on the world. Before now, excuse me, it has protected the world. It has protected the American people. They've taken an axe and they have been chopping at the power of this Constitution. I know since I started watching it back in the 70s, I've read that they've tried to destroy it from its beginning. I believe it's a Constitution of the United States of America. This one that is keeping the Antichrist, holding him back, is the Constitution. And more, if you look what's happening in this society, what is it they're trying to destroy? What's going on at the Supreme Court right now? Look at how lawlessness is like a fire spreading through the court systems in this country. Lawlessness. And this person coming is called the Lawless One. And he can't be lawless as long as there are laws, especially this great document. So I just want to start out with that. Now, also with what the president has stated, there is going to be a government plan, great evil, that is going to force these companies to force vaccinations on their employees, though they themselves are exempt, meaning the government officials. The president has not been vaxxed. His wife, I don't believe, has been vaxxed. He's too frail to have been vaxxed with the legitimate vaccination that the common man is getting. His wife isn't. Kamala Harris isn't. Her husband is not. All these men, Pelosi, her husband, her children, her nephews, they haven't received the true vaccination. They've received a placebo. But the American people are going to be forced to take this concoction of evil, and that's what it is. A bioweapon, it is many things. It is not just one thing. There are many different batches. Each batch, different than the other batch. Why? Because they are using each batch that is created, which could have a million doses, different from the last or the next, because we are their experiment. Some people are giving, like let's say in Africa, are giving something different than what is being given in America. Europe, different. Who knows what's in it? I say that it is DNA of half angel, half human DNA. I believe it also contains the DNA of Neanderthal man, that this creature that was created before Adam was created. I say that in these vaccinations, not 100% of them, but in a percentage, I don't know if that would be 1%. I believe they're experimenting on human beings with angelic, half-human, half-angel DNA. There was this cancer that is immortal. I forgot the woman's name. A black lady in the 50s, early 50s. Other people have talked. Alex Jones has talked about her. I've studied her also. Immortal cells. And it is proven these immortal cells have gone to research labs all over the world. Immortal cells. Christ said that as it was in the days of Noah, when the people at Noah's time had been genetically altered because of the fallen angels who decided to leave their angelic positions, they became men, natural, so they could mate with women. And then these children were half angel, half human. And Christ said that at the end of the world, it would be the same. The genetic structure of mankind would be altered, would be changed. Then on top of that, you have this push starting in the with science fiction writers back in the 1930s about a man eventually becoming beyond human. In other words, not just men, but I guess you transhuman. Or after a different from Adam and the DNA of Adam, post-human, with many different technologies. One of the people that was helping to do this, to bring in this post-human race, his name was Charles Lieber. I talked about him about 9 months ago, almost a year ago. Well, he was just convicted over what he did in China, in the labs, working with China with these viruses. He was just found guilty. He created, brilliant man, I have an article about his dad. His dad is just as evil as he was. Nobody knows about his dad. All of the research concerning his father, Robert, has been hidden. The fact that he, Charles, and Robert are even related has been hidden. Why? Because they are Pilgrim Society members. The dad is a Pilgrim Society member. He was working with RCA, other DARPA-like agencies back in the 40s. But anyhow, Lieber created like the old light bulbs that were transparent. You could see the two wires going up into the bulb, and it had the filament, and then you hit it with electricity and it lights up. Well, they've had the technology to take a nanoparticle into a cell, and it would be just like that cell being that light bulb. Inside, two wires going into the cell, and they can control, they tie the two wires that are go through the cell wall and out, they can actually make that cell become like a little generator. They can do whatever they want to do with it. This is what the nanotechnology is doing. Now, with the 5G, 4G, who knows how many Gs, they can apply minute amounts of power to that little diode, or whatever you want to call it, that goes into the cell. And it can live, or it can manipulate, it can do whatever. That cell can become more efficient, like living forever. Or if they turn it off, it dies, and the host, the person, dies. So this is Lieber. He was found guilty. Is he going to go to jail? Is he going to pay heavy fines? Yes, heavy fines. Is he going to go to jail and spend a day in prison? No. Is he going to be let off the hook? Yes. Is a slap on the hand? Yes. Anything more than that? No. Why? Because the children of the world take care of the children of the world. That's what Christ said. In other words, the children in the world and the kingdom of the devil, all of the judges, the courts, everybody that is controlled in Satan's kingdom, they protect their own children. He will be protected. He will not go to jail. The only thing he's going to suffer, which he's already suffering, which is really causing him to lose sleep, is he's been found out, exposed, and his name has been tarnished. The family name is how they suffer. They want to keep their, like Fauci. He wants to make sure that he protects the good name of the Fauci family that goes back to all of his wicked ancestors, Abbeys, the Abyss family, going back to the 1600s, that were also involved in murder and bloodshed and terror and horror. The family name Fauci. Boy, if I were a Fauci, I would change my name immediately. I would disown myself, or I would disown that family name. These men are all evil. And now I'm going to go back to what Paul said in Thessalonians. This lawless person that's coming, this lawless person has friends already. He is already here, but he can't be revealed until the constitution of this country is destroyed. He's here. He knows Anthony Fauci. He knows everything about what Anthony Fauci has done. He understands perfectly what happened in China. He knows Bill Gates of hell. He knows what Bill Gates of hell has done, how he plays in this whole scheme. He knows Klaus Schwab. Without Klaus Schwab, he won't be able to have a system where he will be worshipped, where his people will have to take the number of his name or the mark, his mark. He's already here. The people of the world suspect it. They don't know who it is. But if you look at the evidence, you'll find the trails on this great granite desert floor. It's all there. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth. We'll be back. 1360 KHNC AM, top, top radio.
This is Bucky Dillon, and the Liberty Revolt is back, founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to develop a better understanding of political philosophy, policies, and their ramifications. So don't miss the Liberty Revolt Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We're a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
The PE Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See peshows.com to register. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
One kiss makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Yes, always going down a rabbit hole. Always going down. Christ said that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And He, as God, had to abide by His own cosmic law, that before He does anything, He tells the world what He's going to do. And He is getting ready now to allow these children of the devil to do their great evil, so the whole world finds out who they are. You have to know, if the tree is a good tree, it will bring forth good fruit. If the tree is an evil tree, it will bring forth evil fruit. So you can decide the evil. Did the president last night, was what he presented to the American people, was it good fruit or evil fruit? I was talking about finishing that last segment. This person, this lawless person, he's here. He exists already. He was born in the baby boom generation, late toward the tail end of the baby boom generation. He's friends with Bill Gates. He knows George Soros. He knows Henry Kissinger. He knows all these people. But he has to be in the wings waiting. He doesn't want to wait. He wants to come out. He wants to reveal himself. He wants to be worshipped. And everything that you're watching, without Klaus Schwab, he will not have the system to bring forth the mark of the beast, the digital system. Without Bill Gates, he won't be able to control the digital system. Without Anthony Fauci, he won't be able to use the viruses of the world to kill the people that he will be allowed to kill. It says that he's even going to be allowed to murder greatly people within his own realm or his own kingdom, which is this country. So all that we're watching now, all the pieces now are being put together. Anthony Fauci, you're not going to take him out of the way. He has a part to play. God has put him there to play that part. Klaus Schwab, he has to be there. His lineage comes from way back, and his lineage was steeped and birthed right out of the occult. The same with Anthony Fauci, the Abyss family, the Abyss of Hell. The Gates lineage, also the Gates of Hell, in my opinion, it's my observation, in my research. Then you have George Soros. This man, being Jewish, well, and Henry Kissinger, being Jewish, they are both anti-Semitic. They have never cared for the interests of the Jewish people or Israel, and everything about them is known. Can't hide it. These two men. Now, with the Jewish people are not aware. See, there are 13 tribes that came out of Jacob. One of the tribes was called Dan, and Dan would be the tribe that would eventually lean toward witchcraft. And the tribe of Dan would lead the children of Israel to worship other gods. And in the book of Revelation chapter 7, there is the genealogy of the people of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, chapter 7. And it mentions every single one of the Jewish families that will go into the millennial kingdom, the coming kingdom. And the one that is omitted is Dan. Dan is omitted. Why? Because Moses stated that God is against those that hate him to the third and fourth generations. So those that hate God, the son and the grandson and the great-grandson are going to be under a curse to the third and fourth generation. But also Moses said there would be some families that would be cursed to all generations, and that would eventually be the tribe of Dan. The Jewish rabbis, they don't know how to fit this all into the Bible, because Dan was a son of Jacob, they don't know how this tribe, this lineage, could be so evil. Well, I am of the opinion that George Soros and Henry Kissinger, along with the old Judas Iscariot, there is this lineage of Jewish people in the world that are anti-Semitic. They hate their Jewishness. They hate the Jewish people. They don't care about the Jewish families. And they are really, for the most part, anti-Semitic, and even the Jewish people have to be careful when they speak about these people that are very powerful in the world, in these powerful positions, though they are from the tribe of Dan, they are evil. And the Jewish people don't know how to handle this. But one of the quotes of Kissinger, he stated that, if it were not for the accident of my birth, I would be anti-Semitic. Quoting the black and the white out of his own mouth, if it were not for the accident of my birth, I would be anti-Semitic. So, and the world is afraid to talk about anti-Semitism and some of these Jewish people that do nothing but evil. God looks at it this way. If you're evil and unrighteous, you're going to be punished. Whether you're Jew, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Asian, whether you're male, whether you're female, it doesn't matter. Unrighteousness is unrighteousness with God. If you're unrighteous and you're evil, you are an enemy of God. You come under the condemnation and the judgment of God. And then, out of another article, GTA.org, George Soros is a leading target of anti-Semitism. These Jews openly criticize him anyway. Why? Because he has never worked for the interest of the Jewish people, always against Israel to a great degree. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
I don't know, many are probably too young to remember the Yom Kippur War, but it was at that time that After Egypt and Syria surprised Israel on its holiest day, Kissinger can be heard saying on the tape that the, quote, best result would be if Israel came out a little ahead, but got bloodied in the process. But got bloodied in the process. He believed an Egyptian-Israeli standoff could produce a viable peace agreement. These comments, as well as Kissinger's 2.5-hour delay before telling a vacationing Nixon in Key Biscayne, Florida, about the, quote, war dangers, impute to Kissinger an omnipotence he never had. Israel was so bloodied, it almost collapsed, suffering 2,656 dead. Kissinger eventually jump-started the Middle East project. 1979's Israel-Egypt peace treaty was also initiated by Kissinger, but on behalf of another group that call themselves Zionists, which are not true Zionists. That term has many different meanings. People don't understand that there is a group of people that call themselves Zionists, like the Rothschilds, like these type of people. Another term, Khazarian Jew. These people are Zionists, but they don't mean we love Israel. We will look out for Israel's best interests. We love the Jewish people. No, it has nothing to do with that. These Zionists are probably for the most part from the tribe of Dan, which will not be mentioned. It is not mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 17. They will be the ones probably who will tie themselves in with the coming Antichrist, who is anti-Semitic and will attack the Jewish people, will go into Israel, occupy Israel, and use Israel to be the center in a future date of the New World Order, when Antichrist goes into the temple, declares himself to be God, and takes over Israel. Then, from Israel, Antichrist is going to declare himself God, and he will take over the temple, the holy temple, and the holy city, and pretty much destroy the Jewish people in the nation of Israel. This is why Christ told them, when this person stands in the temple, you better flee to the east, across the Jordan River, into the area of Jordan called Petra, and save yourselves. This is just, in a nutshell, what's coming. It's going to happen. We can't stop it. It will happen. With the president's speech last night, it's going to take time for them to move this process forward the way they would like to. It's going to take a little bit of time. They're going to have resistance. God says they want to bring in a hardship to the world called the tribulation. They want to bring it in ahead of time, but they have to stay on God's timetable, His timeline, on His schedule, which can be understood simply by what it said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Antichrist wants to come in early, but he can't. Not until our Constitution is destroyed. Once it's destroyed, then everybody is going to know who this person is. So, eventually, I'm afraid that we are heading into more greater hardships, to a more difficult time. And like I tell my audience on Sunday, if you know the truth is going to be difficult. It's going to be hard to accept. But if you know the truth, it will give you wisdom. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It will give you wisdom to make decisions that are going to benefit your present and your future. If you know the truth, it's like, remember, how much will people pay How much of what you have will you pay to know the future? There was that movie, what was it called? Back to the Future? Remember when Biff was able to get a hold of a paper from the future, and he made investments and became wealthy? Well, if you know the future, you're going to have wisdom to make the best decisions. If you know the future and you have the wisdom from God, then you're going to be able to protect yourself and see what these evil people are doing. Not only that, but the world is going to need more than ever, and it's clear in the Bible. At this time, the world is going to need a Messiah, a Savior, more than ever in the mankind's history. Mankind has always needed a Messiah, a Savior, but more so now than ever before. We all know his name. He was born in a manger, and he was crucified on a cross, and he rose from the dead. This is the Christmas season. The world needs a Savior, a Messiah, someone that can save them and help them in time and give them eternal life, so that should anything happen, they will be eternally with God. This administration, this person, this spokesperson, it's all he is. He's just a spokesperson. He has no power. The power does not reside with him. He's being told what to do. He's telling the people what's coming. We'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, 1360 AM radio.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So, don't mean to drop heaviness on you, but, you know, going back to the beginning of the program, I was mentioning the light bulb, the clear light bulb, and you have the two wires going up to the filament. Well, what Lieber Charles Lieber created was he created a nanotube, and inside of the nanotube was this, we can call it a virus, it is a virus, we can call it COVID, we can call it whatever. Whatever it is most plainly a bioweapon. Some people believe it's coronavirus, maybe not coronavirus. Well, we have to agree that it does kill people, it does make people sick, it is something. It is a virus. What virus name, we don't know. But anyhow, this light bulb, it's called a nanotube. And in this nanotube, they have a little bit of moisture sitting in it. It's like a little square. And right in the middle, you got a little bit of moisture. And in this moisture is this weapon. And it sits there. And how is it delivered? Well, you know, up in the sky, the people that don't believe in chemtrails, they believe in contrails, but they don't believe in chemtrails. They don't believe that they're spraying. Well, these nanotubes can be aerosolized. They spread them out in the air. So the thing falls down to the ground, and you breathe it in, and it's in your sinus. And then what happens is it's sitting there. Well, how do they get the virus in the little bit of water, a few molecules of water, that keep the virus alive, but it's suspended? How do they get that water? You breathe it in. Well, it's sitting there. You breathe it in. Then you have a 5G heater or 4G heater. And what it does is it excites that little water in that nanotube. The water, what happens when you heat it up? It expands and it vaporizes, blowing a hole in the side of that nanotube, and then your body absorbs it. And once it's blown the hole in the side of that nanotube, the nanotube is excreted. Your system will eventually just, through the process of your body cleaning itself, cleansing through the bloodstream, it's removed out. It can't be absorbed. But the virus now has been successfully it is moved into your system, and it's now in there doing what it does. Makes you sick. It may kill you. That's just very simple. Well, this is what this Lieber created. And Lieber works for, funded by DARPA, the American military, the hidden shadow government, the people who create this type of evil in the world. They are evil. You know a tree by its fruit. If the fruit is evil, or if the tree is corrupt, the fruit will be evil. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, nor an evil tree bringing forth good fruit. Well, Lieber, like Barbie, like Schwab, Barbie Schwab is what I call him, like Klaus Schwab, like Anthony Fauci, he comes from a lineage of evil people. His father was evil, his grandfather was evil, and it just keeps going back. The lineages. God is against those to all generations, some of them, who hate him. These people do hate God, and they hate mankind. Be back tomorrow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360 AM Radio, The Top.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.